Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Tolman. Batting eighth. The DH, Darnell Coles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wally Wander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manrique. The throw from Heath and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Madlock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wally Wander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wally Wander hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coles moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wally Wander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wally Wander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tolman. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manrique bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Tolman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wally Wander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolman takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Tolman moves to second. One out. Jim Wally Wander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wally Wander is 0 for 1 in the game. Wally Wander hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Madlock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tolman takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coles strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coles out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wally Wander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Walker reaches second base with a double. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hairston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tolman. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Tolman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wally Wander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wally Wander is 0-for-2 in the game. Wally Wander bunts towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-4 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baines is walked intentionally. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-4 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.